We are on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. But just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us look on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Then we'll understand the bayis kasha. And Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, it says as follows: Yosef Rabbe v'Rab Zeire v'Rabbe Barav Chonon v'Yosef Abaye Gabayu v'Yosvi v'Komri Shma mi no mi mas nisin. The Mishnah says that a chotzer gedoyla she nifretzo lektano, the gedoyla moteres oktano asuro, and then the Mishnah's Messiah mipnei shehi ke pischo shel gedoyla. That the chotzer ktano has a haloche, the whole chotzer ktano is considered ke pischo shel gedoyla. So they said, Shma mi no mi mas nisin, di yoyre gedoyla bektano, the Dioire Gdoyle are Shoilet on the Ktano, Rashilin's Moishren Oiso Etzlo, and we consider Ki'ilu the Ktano is in the Gdoyle, and Dioire Ktano be Gdoyle. But we don't consider that the Dioire Ktano are Moishel on the Gdoyle, and they're Moishech the Gdoyle inside of them. And therefore they said, Aloche Keitzad, Gifanim b'Gdoylo, if there are Gfanim in the Gdoylo, Oso l'Zroya esaktano. So you're not allowed to plant Zroim in the Ktano, Vim Zora Zroim Asurim. So Rashi said, Oso l'Zroya esaktano, what is the Chiddush? Gechaman dahavye Ktano kulo b'Soich Gdoylo domi. We consider like the whole Ktano is in the Gdoilo, and the Chiddush is Vafilu Marchik Arba Ameis Mina Kfanim. Afilu, let us see the Peirush Chai to appreciate the Chiddush. The Peirush Chai is page 201, picture 46. Vafilu Marchik Arba Ameis Mina Kfanim. In the Ktano there's a Herchik of Dalet Ameis or more from the Zroim, which are in the Ktane, to the Kfanim, which are in the Gdoyla. Sha'afilu b'soich ha'gdoyla muta la'harchik v'lizroya. If this would be, if the Zroim would be in the Gdoyla, and he'd make a herchik of Dalet Amis, it would be muta. Hocha osa. But since this is a Ktana, we say the yoyre gdoyla b'ktana, it is also the ktani masnis neshe he ke pischo shel gdoyla. The whole ktana is considered like the pesach of the gdoyla. Al mekulo kechad pesach mashvelo. Whatever is inside the ktana, we consider his Hashem pesach of the gdoyla, and we're moishech it into the gdoyla. So Memele, and if it's in the Gedoyla, there wouldn't be any Herchik of Dalet Ames. So even though now Bepoyel, there is a Herchik of more than Dalet Ames, it doesn't matter. That was the Chiddush of these three Amayroi. Now let's get to the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Abaye heard this Chiddush. Omer lohu Abaye. So Abaye told them, Im kein motzinu mechitza le'isa. So it comes out according to you, we have a mechitza that is mavdil, the gdoyla from the ktano, and usually mechitzas, when they're mavdil, so al kaponim it should be a sibe leheta. And according to you, this mechitza is a sibe le'isa. Shilmo lai ein mechitza if the gifufim. Let us study the picture again, picture 46. If we would not have the Gifufim over here, if we would not have the Gifufim, and the Ktano and the Gedoyla would be all on one level, like, let's say, picture 49 on page 202. Without the Gifufim being Mavdil between the Ktano and the Gedoyla, without the Gifufim, it would be possible to be Marchik Dalet Ames, and he could be Zereya. Shilmole ein mechitza, if there wouldn't be these Gifufim, which are Mavdo between the Gedoyla and the Ktano,
so the loch would be marching dalle damets bezeireya, as Rashi had said. If he would have been zeireya in the gedoyla alone, it is sufficient to be marching dalle damets. Bilu hashto, but now that he has mechitzes, he has gefufim, which are mavdil between the gedoyla and the ktano, so now the nahapachu, now these mechitzes, which l'chayre create a greater hevdul, now it's asura. How does that make sense? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, she'il molei ein mechitze, ilav hanoch gifufi. If I would not have these gifufim, she'oitfin b'gdoilo, which are oitif on the gdoilo over the ktana. So if he would not have these gifufim, oh, you are gdoilo, va'aktane shovis. So then the gdoilo and the ktana would all be one side. Havelohu, so what would then be? There would be kechotzer achas, it's one long chotzer, umutel izroye shom im akfanim, and one would be permitted to be zereye shom in this one chotzer, umachik daladamis, as long as he's machik daladamis, he'd be permitted to be zereye in this one long chotzer. Aber hashte mishum hanach gifufi, now that I have mechitzes, shadine lekula ktana bosa gdoilo, now I take the whole ktana, even though the zroim, which I planted in the ktana, arochik dalet ames from the kfanim in the gdoile, but now because of these mechitzes, I take the whole ktana, and I throw it into the gdoile. Umitzere kula. Is motzinu mechitza, so it comes out, the mechitza, which theoretically is a mavdil, and should be a greater matir, is shayseres. Sabaya says, it doesn't make sense, that there should be such a thing. Oma aloi rabzeire labaya. So rabzeire told Abaya, v'loi motzinu mechitza le'isa, we don't find that a mechitza can create Issa. Vosnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Chotza G'doylo Shnifritzo L'Ktano. The Chotza G'doylo Shnifritzo L'Ktano G'doylo Muteres K'tano Asurim. The G'doylo is Muteres because of the Gifufi, so it has a Pesach between itself to the K'tanim. K'tano Asurim because it's Poritz B'miluoi to the G'doylem. Minei shehi kepischo shel gdoilo, ve'ilu hishvo es gifufeom. Let us look, we have a nicer picture in the Peirush Chai, picture 52. Ve'ilu hishvo es gifufeom. These are two kesolim in the picture. He built two walls, which says the base. He built these two walls that made the Ktano and the Gdoila one size. Now, before we had this Kaisel base, this is the case of the Mishnah. We have the case of the Mishnah Chotza Gdoila that opens up into a Chotza Ktano. So the din was the Gdoila's Muteres and the Ktano is also. What would be if he would build a Mechitze, and it'll build the mechitza, and that would block off the gifufim on both sides. So now, what would the halacha be? So the gedoyla is poritz b'miluay to the ktano, so the gedoyla would also be osa. Now, each one is poritz b'miluay. So we see, through building a mechitza, that the mechitza does not create heta, the mechitza creates isa. That was a bias tiny, the loimatzinu mechitza leisa. So Rab Zeira says, loimatzinu mechitza leisa, was nan chotzer gdoilo shenifritza lektano, gdoilo muteres, uktano asuro, mineshi kepistro shal gdoilo, beilu hishvo es gifufel, he would have built a mechitza, and that would be mashve the gifufim, so now the gdoilo and the ktano are the same. Is nami as gdoila nami asura, so then the gdoila would also be yasa. So you see that it is possible that it should be a mechitza lesser. Oh, my lay, so Abai, you answered him, no, that you're making a big mistake. Hosom siluk mechitzesu. Not pshat is that the mechitze asel, the mechitze we built as a sibel asel. This mechitze, what was the matirim? The gifufim were matir. So by building this mechitze, we are taking away the gifufim. So not the mechitze is the sibe oiseres, the siluk of the gifufim is the sibe oiseres of akel. So it's also because I lost mechitzes. That is why. He lost it through building two mechitzes, but that's irrelevant. The iker is, the iser is because I lost the two gifufim by the two olives. But Masha ain't came. Abayis Kasha was fakelt because of the two gifufim. That's why in picture 46, because of the two gifufim, he is not permitted to be zereya 4 amis away from the kvanim. So there, the mechitza hassles. That was Abayis Kash. We don't find that a mechitza, which is the yisoida, is hevdol, that should bring about greater issel. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ilu hishva es gifufel, shebono mechitzois betoich hagdoilo mikan o mikan, achi katzreno kemida saktano, that the gdoilo is the same width now as the Ktana. V'silek es ha-gifufim al-yedei mechitzei salolu. And he was misalek the gifufim. Af gdoilo asura. So the gdoilo will also be also. The ash of shteim shoviz. They both have the same width. Nimtso mechitzei salolu bois le'issa. So we see that mechitzes can create issa. So Abaye answered, no, not the mechitzes creating the issa, siluk mechitzes. Achroines, silko es harishoines. The gifufim were creating heter. By building the new mechitzes, you took away the gifufim. Aval gabi zriye, but Abaye's kasha was, by zroim, when there are gifufim, Osar oidev hagifufim al aktane mishum yito mechitze. Because there is a mechitze here, and because this mechitze is making the ktano ke pischo shel gedoilo, so then one is not permitted to be zereya in the whole ktana, even though it is 4 amis away from the kfanim. Masha ein kein, if he wouldn't have these gifufim, he would be zayreya in the kerem alone, it would be sufficient to be machik 4 amas. So that's Abayis Kasha. Omalei Rove, so now Rove asked Abayim, Beloi matzinu mechitza le'isel, how can you say we don't find that a mechitza brings isel? For itma, we learned as follows. Sichech al gabi achsadro sheyesh lo ptzimim ksheirom. Let us look at picture 53 on page 203. Sichech al gabi achsadro sheyesh lo ptzimim. We have over here, we have an achsadre, we have here two walls. These are the two walls, gimel and gimel. These are two walls. So we have here two walls for a sukkah. Now he went and he put schach on top of it. So you have now schach and two walls. The halacha is a sukkah needs shtayim kilchosom ushlishis afilu tefach. So he went on the ruach shlishis he went and he made ptzimim. So that's the two olives over here. The two olives are ptzimim, which are a reichev tefach, and these ptzimim are jutting into the sukkah. So we have over here, we have here the shtayim kilchosom, and now we have, the way the pictures he put on all four sides, he put a ptzimim which have a reichev tefach, and that is making that it's a kosher sukkah. So let us see again the lashon. Sichech al gabi achsadre, there was an achsadre, sheyesh lo ptzimim, and there are ptzimim on both sides, ksheira. So it's kosher. Ve'ilu hishva ptzimero,
What would be, let us look at picture 54. Hishva Ptzimel. He would build another wall. That's wall base. So this wall is now is making that the Ptzimim, which are Aleph, it is now, it finds itself between the two walls. We have the Kaisel, which was originally the wall of the Sukkah. Then we had the Ptzimim, but now we have Kaisel base, which reaches till the Ptzimim. So now the Ptzimim are do not jut out into the Chalal HaSukkah. It is equal to the wall. So by building another Kaisel, it becomes a Sukkah. That means without this Kaisel, you had two Mechitzes and a Mechitze Tefach. And by building this Mechitze, you lost a Mechitze Tefach. So we see that a Mechitze Kerasa, Ve'ilu Hishva Ptzimeo Psula. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told them like this. Number one, L'didi K'sheira. According to me, it would be kosher the Sukkah with two walls also. Because I hold, you say, P'tikra. So Mamela, so we have in 53, we have here the Kairam, that we would say that's the Ois Beis. So these Kairis are a P'tikra. So according to me, you'd say P'tikra Yairat V'soisim, so it's a kosher Sukkah. Because you have four Mechitzes, you'll say P'tikra on both sides. So first of all, the Yohaloche is not a Muskim de Kahaloche. Abalidi doch, Rav, according to you, you don't hold a pitikre. You know why it is no good? Not because the mechitze, that this mechitze base is asering. No, see, look, mechitze. So again, the reason why it's no good, before I had ptzimin, and now I lost, so this mechitze takes away the ptzimin, not the mechitze is an oisa. I lost the ptzimin. Zogt Rashi. Sichech al gabei achsadro sheyesh lo ptzimin. Shtei defonis yesh lo kehilchoso lo oirko. Va'asuyo ke movui ubedoifen shlishes revis kvuyim amudim lekarne hazovies v'yesh lehem tefach, so they have a tefach. So these ptzimim are the mechitzes beruach shlishes revis. Ksheira. This nan shtayim kilchos and the shlishis afilu tefach. Ve'ilu hishva es ptzimeo shebono beiz mechitzes besoicho eitzel mechitzes harishaynis. He built two more mechitzes. Ve'nimtzo ptzimeo oimdim bein shtei mechitzes mikan. Bein shtei mechitzes mikan. Ubesoicha achsadra einom nire. Now in the halal of the achsadra, you cannot see the Ptzimim. Psula, the Ein La Ela Beis Mechitzes. So you see that a Mechitze can hasa. So he told them as follows. Lididi Ksheira, the Pligin and Aloch Boha Milsa Lekaman Bepfirkin. The Afila Ein La Shum Mechitze. Afila wouldn't have any walls whatsoever. You would just have a frame. And then you had schach on top of it, so you would say pitikra on kol dalad ruches. So meaning pitikra yared v'soysem. This time achsadre truvin koyreis lamaylo me'omud lo'omud shalayim noisnim es hatikra. V'ahanoch koyreis yesh lohen peh, they have a peh, dahaynu chudo, the edge of the koyre she'eina agula elo mirubas, it is squared. So that is called, that has a per tefach. So memele, so according to me, there's nothing wrong with the sukkah, there wouldn't be any walls whatsoever. But if it's according to you, that you say that it is possible, but ain't kan mechitza leisa, but it is not because the mechitza that was built asos, the hoche aine taime shesilek mikanes apzimim, because he was mesalik the mechitz of the ptzimim. Ves mechitzis harishaynis, haide mechitzis halolo, vehemido al eilu levado. So memele, the reason that the sukkah is possible, according to you, is not because the mechitzis has, nor because I lost the mechitzis harishaynis. אומר לי רבי בר אבחונן לבאיה, רבי בר אבחונן is the third קשת לבאיה, these were all the three אמירויים who were sitting there. ולאי מוצינו מחיצה לאיסר, how could you say there's no מחיצה לאיסר, ווסעניהם, באיה שחציוי מקורה וחציוי אינוי מקורה, גפנים כאן מותר לזרוי כאן, let us turn the page 204, picture 57. Bayish shechetshoy mekure. The half of the bayis is mekure, and there were gefanim there. So after this chetshoy, we'll say pitikre. We'll say pitikre yoyred v'soysim. So we have a mechitze right after the gefanim. So therefore, the halacha is gefanim kan. Mutal is roya kan, so one is permitted to be zareya right next to the gefanim, because we say pitikre, so we have a davar hamavdil between the gefanim and the zroy. That's bayish shechetshi mekure vechetshi einim mekure, so the halacha is gefanim kan, if you have gefanim underneath the kirui, mutal is roya kan, so one is permitted to be zareya, on the other side, ve'ilu hishva eskiru yoi. Let us look at picture 58. What would be if he would extend the kirui? So then what would be the alochem? Also, so then he'll have to be machik dalet ames. He cannot be zoireya samuch likfanim. So you see that by adding mechitze, by being mashlim the kirui, I create is a malay, also the same teretz. Hosom siluk mechitzesu. Their napshat is that the mechitzes ha-tikre is an oyser. Napshat is by extending the tikre till the end, I lost the pitikre. So memel again, so it is no kasha. Zot Rashi. Chetzei mekure mechuse begag cholo kein tikre saliyah. Gefanim kan tachas akiru. Mutal is roya kan chutz lekiru miyad. Right after the kiru, he's permitted to be zareya. Vein tzorich laharik, doesn't have to make any richuk between the zroim and the gefanim. The pitikre yoyred vesoysim, bava mechitze mavdeles beineyem. Sheva mechitze, that's mavdel. Hishves kiru yoy shekiru kol abayis oson kein irchik. So he answered him, siluk mechitzes, shashlomo zu, that or you are mashlem the kirui, siluk pitikre. So you mesalik the pitikre, ve'en kan mavdel. So all the three Amoroim that Abaye had asked Akashan, they wanted to counter act as Kashi with Akashan Abaye, so Abaye told them all one teretz, your case is a case of siluk mechitzes. If a shteitzach, if you misalik the mechitza mavdol, it'll become also. But my Kashi was, by yito mechitzes, you have a mechitza, you have gifufim, and that creates it, so that is very difficult to understand. Sholach lei rove la abaye biyad rav shmaye bar zeire. Na rove sent to abaye v'loi motzinu mechitze le'isom. How can you say we don't find that a mechitze creates isel? Vosan, you will learn to nabaraisa. Yesh b'mechitzes ha-kerem lo-hokel u-la-achmer. There are sometimes the mechitze in a kerem can create kulas. There are some times which a mechitza of a kerem creates chumus. Keitza, zuk the beraisa, how is it? Kerem hanotua ad iker mechitza. If you have a mechitza that is in the middle of the kerem, and you on one side you planted the kerem till the mechitza, zayreya me iker mechitza ve'elach. On the other side of the mechitza, you're allowed to be zayreya. You do not have to be marchik dalad ames. The mechitze is mavdol between the gfanim and the zroim. She'ilu ein shom mechitze. If there would have not have been there a mechitze, marchik dalad ames v'zereya. Then in order to be zereya, you have to be marchik dalad ames. וזהו, and because of the mechitza, you could be soimer to the mechitza mikan or lakam. וזהו, mechitza is hakerem lohokeu. So here's the case that mechitza hakerem brings kulis. Ulahachmir keitzad, how do you have a case that because of the mechitza, we're machmer? So the case is as follows. Hoyo moshuch minakoisel yud aleph amom. Now, in order to understand this, let us go to the first perek in Erevin, and page 3, picture 17, which in Yesod, this is the Baraisa speaking about, we'll see soon, but the Mishnah is speaking about Mechel HaKerem. Now, let us study picture 17 for 1 minute. We, in picture 17 on page 3, we have here Gfanim, and then the Aleph is Dalet Amis, one Dalet Amis, this is the Shir of Avodas HaKerem. Then we have the Beis is another Dalet Amis, and the Gimel is another Dalet Amis. Now, so the halacha is that in this case, if we will have 12 Amis from the Gfanim to the Kaisel, then one is permitted to plant Beis and Gimel. Or Beis, we'll see. If one has only 11 Amis between the wall and the Kaisel, forget about it. So you're not allowed to plant anything. 11 Amis, we'll see, for 11 Amis from the end of the Kfanim to the Kaisel, one is not permitted to plant anything. The reason we'll see soon. Well, that's what the Baraisa is telling us. So the Baraisa is telling us as follows. Ulahach merkeitzat, hoyo moshuch mina Kaisel, the Gefanim were away from the Kaisel, Yud Aleph Amo. There were 11 Amis between the Gefanim and the Kaisel. Lo Yovi Zera Lisham. One is not permitted to plant any Zroim. She'il Mole Ein Mechitze. What would be, studying picture 17, if we would not have this Mechitze over here, we would not have the mechitze, ain't machik daladamis v'zereya. So the locha would be, he's machik daladamis v'zereya. V'zuhi mechitzas akerem lahachmer. So the Baraisa says, here we have a case that due to the mechitze, because of the mechitze, he cannot be machik daladamis v'zereya. We have to be sure that there's 12 Amis from the Kfanim to the Kaisel. And less than 12 Amis, he cannot be Zerei at all. If there wouldn't be a Kaisel, he's Machik Dal Damis and Zerei. So that was the Kashe that Rav sent to Abai. Omar Le, so Abai told him, V'letaymech, I don't understand you. According to you, that you consider this is a Kashe from the Baraisa, that we see over here on Mechitza Yisera, so why do you have to ask from a Baraisa? Ois von mi mas nisim. You should have asked me from a Mishnah. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows, and now let us look again at page 3, and we'll see the din of Kerachas HaKerem and Mechoilis HaKerem. This Nan, we learned as follows. Kerachas HaKerem. We had a Kerem, the Ritva explains in the Avgimel Amid Beis, we had a Kerem, that once upon a time, this kerem was full with kfanim. Karachas ha-kerem, now an area of the kerem became empty. It became the gefanim got torn out, and now we have in picture 15 an area of karachas. That is no gefanim there. Is beishamai oimrim chov dalet amis. If we see now, studying picture 15, we see an aleph, a beis, and an aleph. So if from the aleph on the left side to the aleph on the right side, all together there are chav dalet amis, then one is permitted to be zereya in the beis. U beis hillel loimrim
Tes Zayin Amo. And Basilo said, you need Tes Zayin Amo. So for practical purposes now, let us study the picture according to Basilo. That means, if the Aleph will be 4 Amos, the Beis will be 8 Amos, the other Aleph is another 4 Amos, so all together, there are 16 Amos on all 4 sides, so then the Aloch is you're permitted to plant in the Beis. Mechoy la kerem, this is picture 17, Beishame oimrim tez zayin amo, we need there should be 16 Amos from the Kromim to the Kaisel, Beisilul Oimrim Yud Beizama. Beisilul say there should be Yud Beizama. And that is Aleph Beis Gimel, each one has to be 4 Amos. Ve'ezoi hi karachas ha-kerem. When is it considered karachas ha-kerem? Kerem shechorav emtsoisoi. If the middle of the kerem became chorav, in Ein Shom Tezayin Amo, if now we're going according to Basil, if there are not 16 Amos, Lo Yovi Zera L'Shom. Hoyu Shom Tezayin Amo, Noisein Loi Kedei Avoido. So if there are 16 Amos, so on the Alephs of the picture, that is Dalet Amos on all 4 sides, that is Kedei Avoido Sakerem, that we have that the Shvorim could go with the Kalim, and that is considered kerem. The Dalet Amos surrounding is considered kerem. V'zoireya es ha-moiso. And he plans, and the rest is allowed to plan zoim. Eizo hi mechoyla kerem. When is it, what is considered mechoyla kerem? Veina kerem legeda. Between the kerem and the geda, Shim ein shom yud beis amo, if there are not 12 amos between the kerem and the geder, lo yovi zera lishom, you should not plant any zroim there. Hoyu shom yud beis amo, if there were 12 amos between the kfanim and the geder, noisein loy kedei avaydosei, so the aleph, that is considered Avoida sakerem, v'zeireya es ha-moiso. And then he's permitted to plant the rest. So when is he permitted? Only when there's a distance of 12 amos between the gefanim and the koisel. La'afuki, if there's no koisel, ta'loches is machik dalet amos v'zeireya. Let us see Rashi. Biyad Rav Shmaye, Rav Hetzentu Abaye, Biyad Rav Shmaye, Tzivo Lohoshiv La Abaye Tshuvezu. Rav Tzvi Hammer wanted to be Moira. What is Rashi saying over here? Is Lachaira, we would learn, Sholach Le Rav La Abaye, Biyad Rav Shmaye Barzire. He sent him a letter. That was Biyad Rav Shmaye. With a letter, he sent him, he wrote him a letter, and he sent him this kasha. The Loshon of Rashi, it would seem Rashi is saying, Tzivo lohoshiv labaye tshuvezu. He told him to ask him the kasha. Not he sent him a letter, he told him to ask the kasha. Hefshe Rashi held, could be not allowed to send him a letter. The kasha was from a baraisa. So it's Dvorim Shebalpeyat Shoyul Koisvom. So therefore Rashi says, B'yad Rav Shmaya means like he told him he should ask him the kasha. Lo hokel u lahachmel. Po'omim shamechitze materes le'inyin kloyim u po'omim shiyeseres. When do we find the kula yidei mechitze? If there's a mechitze in the middle, adika mechitze, kloyma, Ad yisoid ha-mechitze samuch v'dovuk la-mechitze. You're permitted to plant on both sides. Ho yamoshuch kerem rochik min ha-geder achas esrayama v'chol shkein poches.
לא יובי זרע בין קרם לגדר ותאים המפורש לקמו. So that was the kasha that Robert asked. So Abai said, I don't understand you. This kasha, you shouldn't have asked from a barais, you should ask from a mishnah. Ois von mimas nisi, you should have asked from a mishnah. Da alime lakshu yeit fei mi barais min barais. It's a stronger task from a mishnah than a barais. Karachas hakerem lekamen mefarsha. Esrim ve'arba ames. So according to Beis Shammai, you have to have that the whole area of the Karachas should be 24 ames. Tzor sheyehebo latiro. To be matter. Laharchik arba ames v'lizroya. You marchik dalad ames, that's the aleph. And then what is left over, you're permitted to be zereya. Ve'im pochais. So that means you need 16 ames in the middle. Ve'im pochais. If there's less than 16 ames in the middle, also lizroya ba'afilu tefach, not permitted to be zerei anything. Mechoil soviv kein mechoilos. Ein shom sheish esrayamom. This is going on karachas hakerem. Levish yesh kerem mikan umikan. So now Rashi is going to explain what is the reason of the 16 ames according to Beis Hillel. So studying the picture of Karachas HaKerem, we see that there are the middle area is surrounded on all four sides by Kerem. Lefishi yesh Kerem mikan o mikan. V'tzorich laharchik v'litein arba amois lekerem l'chol tzad l'avaydosei. Number one, you have to give dalet amis on all sides for avaydos HaKerem. Kimaloi boko vekeilov, sho yuchir shim bishvorem. Period. Ve'im nisharu ches amois be'emtza. So that takes care of the first eight ames. Ve'im nisharu ches amois be'emtza. If they're left over another eight ames, so then you'll have to be zerei in these eight ames. Now what is the cheshbon of these eight ames? Shim boso lechalkoi lekanu lekan. If you'll divide these eight ames, yesh dalet ames l'chol chelik, cheshivi. Then you have dalet ames on each side. Dalet ames is a sheer sode, so it's choshev, v'loi b'teili, so this sode is not bottle. V'loi osi kerem dahai gise, u'mevatel palge, v'kerem ha'gise mevatel palge. So Rashi says as follows. If this area base in the middle has eight ames, so if you split it in half, it would be dalad ames. So it is a sheer choshev of dalad ames. So then the kerem on both sides will not be mevatel this sode. It's this adavah choshev. So it is not bottle to the kerem that is surrounding it. If the area base is less than eight ames, so it comes out, if you'll divide it in half, the most we can say, let's say it is seven ames, so we will consider the middle area, ke'ilo, there's 3.5 ames on each side. So if there's 3.5 ames on each side, which is not considered a dover choshu, so it is surrounded on both sides by a kerem, so it would become bottled to the kerem. So it's not considered a sode b'fnei atzmo, so it's considered being zoreya in the kerem. Becomes bottled to the kerem. Kidei avoidosoi, that's arba amos l'chol tzav. That is by karachas ha-kerem. Now mechoyla kerem, yud beiz amos l'kamen meforish taime. Lav hainu taime. Now, so what is the reason? So let's get back to the Gemara. So Abaye is saying, the kasha you're asking me from the Baraisa, so this halach it says in the Mishnah. It says, by Mechoil HaKerem, you have to have Yud Beis Ames. If it is not Yud Beis Ames, Lo Yovei Zera L'Shom. Zlav Hainu Taime. So what is the reason? So how do we understand this halacha?
that if it would not be surrounded by the Kaisel HaKerem, there's no need of Yud Beis Amos. You just Amachik Dalad Amos in Yuzereya. Now that there is a Kaisel, you need Yud Beis Amos. Lav Hainu Taime, the Tehevi Mechitze, Mashvilei Lahai Mechoyl Ki Kerem. The Mechitze makes the Mechoyl Ki Kerem. And therefore you need 12 Amos. So it is not clear. It seems this whole area has a din kerem. This whole area has a din kerem, and therefore you need 12 amas. Exactly what the havamina was is very unclear. And what is pshat? What becomes a kerem, and how is it niska? But al kaponim, we see the havamina. Perhaps in the teretz will understand a little bit what the kasha was. But al kaponim, this is the havamina. The havamina was the mechitze makes that this whole area has a din kerem, and in order to be matel, to be zereya now in the kerem, we need a richut of 12 amos. If you wouldn't have the mechitze, so then you just have to be machik dalad amos away. And for the gemara, no. That is not pshat. Elo, pshat is as follows. This is the Loshon of Abaye. The chol dalid ames legabi kerem avoides hakerem. You know what the cheshbon, the magic number of 12 ames, is as follows. Not als the chomer, not als the chomer of not als the chaymer of the mechitz. No, pshat is as follows. The chol dalad ames legabi kerem avoides hakerem. The dalad ames which are next to the kerem, that's the aleph in picture 17, that you need for avoides hakerem. Legabi geder the gimel. Those dalad ames, kivin deloi mizdaron. One is not permitted to be zereya there in Chayshim Mishpat, or practically, not permitted to be zereya over there, because if you're going to be zereya over there, the kaisel will fall down. So memela, this is not a mokim zriya. Afkuri mafkelohu. So memela, this is not, so this you can't use, these dalet ames have to be used to be mechazik the kaisel. So these Dalet Ames cannot be used for a Soda. You need a Soda of Dalet Ames in order it should not become bottle to the Kerem. These last Dalet Ames cannot be used for a Soda. You need that for the Kaisel. The first Dalet Ames you need for the Avodas HaKerem. So now, so Iika Dalet, now if you have now another Dalet, Chshivin, that means these, the Aleph and Gimel you cannot use for a Soda. The Aleph and Gimel you can't use for a Soda. So Memele, so that's out of the question. So now what do we need? So we need now a Soda of Dalet Ames. See, Ike Dalet Chshivin, the Eloi Loi Chshivin. So it's not pshat is that the kaisel is an oisel. Pshat is if you have a kaisel over here, so gimel automatically cannot become a tsurif to the soda. That's all. It's a practical thing. You can't use the gimel for the soda because the gimel has to, one cannot plant there, and even if he plants there, it's a matlonish planting because it has to be used for the kaisel. So you can't use these daladamas. So that's how you got the magic number of 12. But practically, really, in other words, you have to be machik. The only two tnoim you need, always, you have to be machik for amas from the kfanim. You have to have a soda of daladamas, and that's it. No lamaisa, there's a kaisel, so practically, if you'll have less than 12 amis, you won't have a soda of daladamas.
Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ochi Galsin, Arba Ameis Ladi Kerem Avoides HaKerem, Bekiven De Tzorech Loi Avi Kerem Atzmai. So this is Hashem Kerem. And the Dalet Ames, which I need the Koisel, Kiven De Loi Mizdaron, Mishum De Mikal Kolei Le Koisel Avonim. You can't plant over there because you're going to destroy the Koisel. How will you destroy the Koisel? Shamachrisha male ofer tichuach. Va Koisel neufel, kshen tachtav kalka chazok. Vochit nambe bababa basa. So memele these daladamis you also need. Machikimes hazerem in a Koisel. So avkuri mavkulu legabi gever. So these daladamis are meyuchit for the gever. It cannot become mitzuriv to that which you left over to be zereya lachshuvi, the levota lagabi kerem, because these daladamis are miyuchid for the gedder. Not, you can't use it for soda. So memele, so that's why you need 12 amis upon your sod. It's, the knapshat is a chaymer. Napshat is a chomer of a koisel that you need, you need more than always. Now the Ritve and Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Erevin. Now there's a machlokes there, the Ritve and the Rashba. The Rashba and Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that if there won't be a koisel, so in order to be permitted to plant next to a kerem, you need 8 amis. You need 4 amis for avoidus hakerem and 4 amis for a soda. That means if it won't be another 4 amis, so it becomes bottled to the kerem. So you need 8 amis. No, so it's very good. So according to the Rashba, it's very good. So here the 12 amis was not, you need 12 amis, but the other 4 amis you can't use for soda. That's what the Rashba says. The Ritva says something more radical. To the kerem, if it doesn't have, if it's not a chsadach shuve. So, according to the Ritva, it could be, it's also you see al kaponim that there's a chaymer that the gedder makes. The gemara was not miyashiv the whole inyan. We see that the gedder gives it a teiris kerem, and that was at the havamina of the gemara. Laf any time the teve mechitza mashulai mechayul ki kerem. So I don't know. Klo here the Ritva Nasugya doesn't say anything. Let us see Tosfos. Shil molei ein mechitza marchik arba amos b'zeireya. Now let us go back to Abaye's kasha. Abaye had asked. That's a Rashi learned pshat, and Tosfos also wants to learn how this pshat. That what? That Abaye had asked that if we would not have the gifufim between a chotzer ktane and a chotzer gdoila, we'd have one long area. Let us get back to the Perish Chai. Picture 49 and 202. That means if there wouldn't be gifufim, so then one would be permitted to be zeireya by the second four, the middle four, in this area, in this kerem, yamachik daladames avedes hakerem, and then you could be zeireya in the middle four, the last four. Now we're bekiyim. The last four you need is alts together. So that means, if there wouldn't be any gifufim, al kapon we can get away with yud beis amos. If there are gifufim, and that is picture 46 and 201, so then we said, even though there's 100 amos in the chotzer ktana, one is not permitted to be zereya at all in the chotzer ktana, because the gifufim make the ktana like a pesach of the Gedoila, and I consider that whatever I'm Zerei in the Ketana is Kila, I was Zerei in the Gedoila, and there's no Herchik whatsoever. So that was Abaye's Kasha. This is a very difficult concept to understand. That the Mechitzes, the Gifufim, I made in picture 46, which this creates Hevdel between the two Mekaymis, this is Mechayiv, a larger than Richuk. Now let us see Taisus. Shilmolei ein mechitze machik abba amis vizereya, mi Gifufe gdoyle porich. He's asking kashas from the gifufim from the gdoyle, the perish bekuntres. The iloi havu gifufi letzadaktano, if there wouldn't be gifufim letzadaktano, elohishva gifufe, it would be straight, like picture 49. Vavalishteyim chotza achas machik daladamis vizereya. Im yesh bein kerem ala kaisel yud beiz ames kedin mechay ala kerem. So then you can get away al kaponim with 12 ames. V'achshav she yesh gifufi, but now that I have gifufi. And gifufi, this is a mechitza that's mavdol between the gdoil and the ktana. U'ru'u yesh bekach licholik yoyser zumizu. And because of these gifufim, I should say that they're more mavdol. So Abayes Migra Gora now became worse because of the Gifutim. V'osel Yisroya b'ktana v'afili meya amo. Now you cannot plant at all in the whole ktana. K'demash melishne mivnei shike pischo shel gdoilo, that the whole ktana is considered the Pesach of the gdoilo. Da'ave kilu hi toicha Pesach. Everything that I'm zerei in the ktana is like I'm zerei in the Pesach. V'davke mikoisel ha'gdoila porich. The Gemara is asking on the gefufim, which is the koisel of the gdoila. So these gefufim, which theoretically should have created heta, create issa. Avol miktano einei roitze lahakshex. Now Taisa says, l'choire, you could learn a different pshat in the bayis kasha. Now, in order to understand the different pshat, let's look at picture 50 on page 202. Now, picture 50, what would the halacha be if the ktana would not have any mechitzas whatsoever? So then the halacha would be, we'll soon see in Taisus what the lomdus is, but the halacha would be, if the ktana would not have any mechitzas, he'd be permitted to plant the zroim right next to the mechitzas of the gedoilo. He wouldn't have to be machik anything from the kfanim. He's permitted to plant right away. If it has mechitzes, if the ktana has mechitzes, like picture 46, he's not allowed to plant at all in the ktana. So we could learn, and that's what Taisus and they bring that the goyim taket seems learned like that, that the Gemara's kasha is, this was shot in Abayi's kasha. It's a pella. If the ktana has mechitzes, you can't plant at all in the ktana. If the ktana does not have any mechitzes whatsoever, then you can plant right up to the gdoil. Zotaisus, no, that is not shot in the Gemara's kasha. Now let us see innovate. Zotaisus, avol miktana in a reitzel hakshes. And the kasha would be, shimein klal mechitze shel ktana, ein tzorich lahalchik, doesn't demachik at all from the kerem. Elo zereya somach l'gdoyla. What is the reason for this halacha? Da ha-pesach havike mechitze. Because there is a pesach by the gdoyla. The pesach has a teres mechitze. So mamela, there's a mechitze that's mavdol between the kerem and the sodom. But, so that is dafke, if there's no mechitzes, if there are no mechitzes for the ktana. So when planting the ktana, so when you're in the ktana, you can see the gifuf. That's ha'oimet, look, that's the aleph. Ha'oimet kan, a person is, if there would be no mechitzes in the ktana, so a person is standing in back of the ktana, roye es ha'gifuf, shein mechitzes l'ktana. So the reason he's permitted to plant right after the gifuf is because standing in the ktana, we see the mechitzes that is mavdol the ktana from the gdoila. So memela, so it has a teiras pesach even legabe the ktana. So memela, the ktana is permitted to plant right after the mechitzes. Masha ein kein, in picture 46, where there are mechitzes, where the ktane has mechitzes, so then the ktane bechlal does not have the gifufim of the gedoyla. He's not roya any mechitzes of the gedoylam since the ktane juts into the gedoyla. So there, he doesn't have a pesach that's mavdul beinoy lebein agdoyla. So that's why there he's not permitted to be zoreya. So let us see nachmal and taisus. Aber miktane ne reitze lahakshe. Shimein klau mechitze shol ktane. In zorech lahachik ala zoreya samach legdoyla. Then the loch is permitted to plant samach legdoyla. The pesach have ke mechitze. Va'achshav nesar. And now that there are mechitzes around the ktane. Is nesai de mechitze saktane. Is the ain't yet. So you could learn that that was a bias kashe. It's a pella. With mechitzes, it's also to plant in the ktana. Without the mechitzes, you're allowed to plant right up to the gdoila. So the places you can't learn like that. The ain't a tame, it's no kasha. The she'ain mechitzes, haktanois, if there are no mechitzes for the ktanas, is near a gifuf. So then in the ktana, you can see the gifuf. So the ktana is a pesach. That's mavdul beino lebein agdoila. While you day mechitza is aktana, is when the ktana does have mechitzas, ain't it karim gifuf a gdoila. Then you can't see the gifuf of the gdoila. Vahavasiluk mechitzas. So there, pshat is, and that pshat is that the mechitzas are creating iso. Through the mechitzas, you lose the gifufim of the gdoila. That is pshat, because the gifufim become isuluk from the ktana, day the mechitzas of the ktana. So therefore, Taisvis did not want to learn that the Gemara's kasha is that the troublemakers are the mechitzas of the ktana that are shaping gisurim. Because the mechitzas of the ktana do not create issa, the mechitzas of the ktana are only misalik the gifufim of the gdoyf. Period. Ba'aymari, so memele, we won't learn like that. The lochaira yanira mitecha svore. The Ri says that without any mitzad asvara alone, the halacha that Rashi says that if you're planting in the ktane, you cannot plant anything in the ktane, even its meya amah away. If you're planting in the gdaila, it's sufficient if you have yud beis ames mechela kerem. So by Mary, the reason the lachayra yanira mitechas for the ain lahach me biktana shenifchetzal gdoila yaisem iloha yehi teich mechitzis agdoila. There shouldn't be misvara any difference. And just like over there is shemarchik daladames, if everything would be in the mechitzis agdoila, the din is his marchik daladames v'zeireya kedin mechel akerem. The sheyesh, and if there is bein akerem alakosel yud beizamitz, so memele, so this halacha should also apply. This halacha should also apply by the ktana. V'hod mashvinu lo kepischo shel gdoila. Mitayna lasis aktana ki ilu itoich mechitzes agdoila. We consider it's not better. I mean, even though it's outside of the gdoila, it's equivalent like a teich mechitzes agdoila. But the Ri says, misvore, it's really not mistaver that the ktane should be more chomel than if you would plant it in the gdail alone. If you plant it in the gdail alone, it's sufficient if there's a helchik of yud beizamo. So planting in the ktane also yud beizamo should help. Aber lahachmer yoise mimasha hoise toich mechitzes agdoila. But to say what Rashi says, that when you're planting the yezereya in the gdoila, then it's sufficient if there's a richuk of yud beis ame from the ktanim to the kaisel. When you're planting in the ktano, then no richuk will help. Ain't I swore it. So the Ri wants to be choylik on the whole shtik teire that Rashi had said. Now, if you chaylik on the whole shtik teira that Rashi said, so then you have a problem. So what was Abayis kasha? So where did Abayis see, we say, mechitza lahachma? Verkehrt, there's no difference between the ktane and you're planting in the gdoila. So therefore, the Ri wanted to say a different pshat. מוצינו מחיצה לאיסו. That means as follows. שאם אין מחיצה כלל לגדולה. Let us look at picture 51 on page 202. The kash is differently. What would be if the gedola would not have a mechitza? If the gedola would not have a mechitza, shimein mechitza klal le gedola, machik dalet ame spektane, then you machik dalet ame spektane, bezoireya. Afilu ein yud beis amois mehakerem shebechutz. There is not 12 ames from the Keren Shebachutz, from the last Ktanim, Letzad HaKoysel Shebachutz Shel Ktano. If there would not be Mechitzas around the Gdoilo, so it would be sufficient, as long as there's 8 Ames from the Ktanet to the Kromim, you could plant around it. You just machik for Ames, and you plant. Vloida milimachoila kerem. I by machoila kerem, there's a loche. That you need 12 ames, and you cannot use the 4 ames, which have to be used for the gedda. You need 4 distinct separate ames for the soda in order to not become bottled to the kerem. So there the reason is the hosam gama kerem mukif mechitzais. Since the whole kerem is mukif mechitzes, and this finds itself toich mechitzos hakerem, so then you need 4 choshiva amis that won't become bottled to the kerem. So if you need 4 choshiva amis, so you have to take away the 4 which are near the koisel, and the 4 which is avoidus hakerem yizich can use, then you'll have 4 choshiva amis. Avol hoch desoviv hakerem ein mechitze. But here, in such a case, around the kerem, there's no mechitzes whatsoever. V'loi shayich koisel ktano lekerem. The koisel ktano has no shayiches at all with the kerem. So there's no din bittel. It won't become bottle to the kerem. Ein tzorich yud beis amet. So you don't need yud beis amet. 8 amets will be enough. V'achshov sheyesh mechitzes l'gdoilo. So that's from the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is that now, since there are mechitzes, tzorich yud beizamom. Now that there are mechitzes surrounding the gdoilom, so now it becomes mechoil akerem. So now you need yud beizamom. Kedin mechoil akerem. So that was Abaye's kasha. Abaye's kasha was, if there's mechitzas all around, then there's a din of mechoil akerem. If there won't be mechitzas around the gdoilo, there's no din of mechoil akerem. That's pshat the kasha. Abaloi meridi yevshel aforish kein. Din kein lo memakshe besomuch. Mi mechoil akerem. Why did the Gemara ask? Why by mechoil akerem? Do you need yud beis ames? The whole Gemara now is also speaking on the din of Mechoil HaKerem. Shim'im ein mechitza leheisham din Mechoil HaKerem. That Gufa was Abaye's kasha. Abaye's kasha was that when there's no mechitza, there's no din of Mechoil HaKerem. Dafkei dei mechitza is a din of Mechoil HaKerem. Yesh mechitza sheida din Mechoil HaKerem. So later, so that was Abaye's kasha. So what is later the Gemara's asking? We see there's a din of Mechoil HaKerem. That was Abaye's kasha. Hakeri didn't understand this din. That the din of Mechoil HaKerem, we see that this is a choyma that is created on your day that the whole thing is mukir mechitzis. So therefore, v'nirli perish Rashi Iker. Omalei rovel Abaye, Rabbeinu Tam higiya rabbe. Shrei rabbe, ורב זיירה ורב ברב חונן הויוסווי ומדגדקי שלושתו ממסניסלין שמע מנו דיירה. Now, that's the middle of my show, says, how do you know, maybe before we also have to be Geiris Rove? Because Rove was not a ben doire of Rab Zeire. So my mailer wouldn't say Rabbe ve Rab Zeire, wouldn't say Rove ve Rab Zeire. So Kolchoch, it was Rabbe. Ba-ba-ye-hik-sheo al-dik-duk-shelem. וכל אחד ואחד בו לקיים דבורו, דמצינו מחיץ אליסה, פקר, לחיירה, that's the רהיטס לושנה גמורה, that they were, the three of my רואים, that said this to ktore, אבאי asked them, אם קיים מצינו מחיץ אליסר, so all three of them wanted to show cases that it is that way, מצינו מחיץ אליסר. So ממילא, so therefore, the end time is מגיע רבי. Havel gab de ktsas nere de rova hoyele rikois, mit de koma bose hochi, because on the kasha of rabbi, so Abai answered them as follows. Lidi, di, what are you asking me? Hishva sabtsimim, so why is it possible? So don't, lidi dik sheikh, lidi doch, according to, because I hold pitikra. Lidi doch, you don't hold pitikra, I have a silik mechitze. So where do we find a machloikas and pitikre? The rova v'abaye pligi bo besuke bepere kame. This is a machloikas rova n'abaye. We don't find a machloikas rabbi n'abaye. Shemeskire acha rabba pligi bo besuke bepere kame. Shemeskire acha abaye. That's a rova. L'kame nami ma'isilo. Bikom bokim nira tveikam ha'ishigir rabbeinu tam. And mistome the gemara knew that rabba also holds that you don't say pitikre. That's pshat l'didoch. Sichech al gabi achsadre sheyeshlo ptsimim. Ein nire kemoyshe perish bekunteres sheyesh teit fones laolko kemovi hamefulich. Taisis does not want to say that it is speaking about a tzir of a movi hamefulich is only two mechitzes, and then and the bepeira kame de sukim hadalei labai larove boho medina loch. That they don't say pitikre, mishim davi kemolim mefulish. V'lo imrinim pitikre yoyred v'soysim. So how could you say that it's speaking about a case of movi mefulish? Ele yesh leforish tahave kemin gam. So what's kemin gam? So let's look at the Perish Chai 203, picture 55. So that is the case. The case of pitikre is, and it is not mefulish, so you have the back wall and the wall on the right. So that's kemin gam yevonis. So memeila, so it's not mefulish. So there we'll say pitikra where the arrow is. It's not mefulish, then we say pitikra. Aliyesh levosh tava kemin gam ve'ein laharech. Chetshei Mekure gefanem kan, muta lizroya kan. Mishum pitikre. Zuktachtais ves, hafal gav delinien shabbes loimrinem pitikre lishmuk shiesh talid mechitzes, legilsis rabbeinu chanan rabbeinu tam. So memele, so why do you say here pitikre by kloim? Yesh lechalek ben kloim lishabbes kedamash meperikam. So Taisva says that Kloim is gringer than Shabbos. And by Kloim you say Pitikra even though you don't have Dalad Mechitzis. Oho, the Komrinen La'el, the Ktana Habe Kepitzcha Shal Gedoyla Afle Kloim. But Taisva, if you were assuming now that Shabbos and Kloim have different halachas, that something that is also for Shabbos is Mutter for Kloim. So our whole sugya is very shver. Our sugya that we learn that the yoyre gedoyla biktane, that the gedoyla is shaylet biktane, we learn this from our Mishnah, that it says that the ktane is pischa shel gedoyla. Now our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Shabbos. So if we assume that Hilchis Kloyim and Hilchis Shabbos have different halachis, so how could these three Amayroim derive from our Mishnah that if there was Kfanim in the Gdoila also Lizroya Bektane, because the Yairi Gdoila Bektane, Kloyim and Shabbos have different Gdorim and Alochis. That Taisvis Kashe. Behode Kamrina Lael, the Ktana Havi Kepischo Shel Gdoila Afle Kloyim. How did the Gemara know this? Is mi yiture diktoni vas nisne shi kepisra shogdoilo. So Taisa says, mashmalei lechol mili havi kepisra. That means the lotion of the Mishnah, this is the Pesach of the Gdoilo, is not telling me a specific halacha, it's telling me that legabi all dinim,
diktane hez aloch of the pischo shal gdoilo.